Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
From epic summers being buried by a game, to retiring legends feeling they deserved one last arm raise before riding off into the sunset, these performers evidently weren't best pleased with the nature of their dramatic in-ring failures. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers who were clearly pissed about losing matches. Number 10, Bret Hart, Survivor Series 1997. When it comes to stars throwing kayfabe out of the window and unleashing their true and unfiltered feelings in the wake of a sudden loss, few hold a candle to Bret the Hitman Hart's understandable lashing out on the night of Survivor Series 1997. With the then WWF champion being screwed out of his title in a bout with longtime bitter enemy Shawn Michaels in his own backyard, the WCW-bound icon let his venom loose on the boss himself, Vince McMahon, shortly after his own sharpshooter was locked in and the ref had been ordered to ring the bell, spitting at Vinnie Mac, completely ripping through the commentary setup at ringside, and even miming WCW at a camera before thumping his soon-to-be former employer in the mug backstage. Hart was livid at being embarrassed in such a way after years of loyal service to McMahon's company. Time would ultimately heal this wound at the point of Bret finally stepping back through WWE's doors in late 2009, but that still didn't erase the image of this double-crossed hitman justifiably losing his cool. Number 9, Sasha Banks, WrestleMania 35. Coming out of WrestleMania 35, it felt as though both Bayley and Sasha Banks weren't exactly over the moon with how their first stint with the Women's Tag Team Championships had gone, and more specifically, how it ultimately ended. Being bested by the Iconics during a fatal four-way tag team bout for the belts, Banks in particular was said to have been utterly devastated by the show of shows defeat, so much so that reports quickly did the rounds of herself and Bayley making their pissed-off feelings known in the locker room shortly after. The boss would clarify her reasons for eventually taking some time away from WWE on the back of this notable loss, telling Just Women's Sports Podcast, "It was from everything, from that grueling schedule and never getting to take in those wins and understanding those victories, taking my losses really, really hard and just being a baby." Banks had become somewhat lost in her character, and rather burned out after years of going hard on the road, and this iconic L unfortunately acted as the straw that broke the camel's back. Number 8, Kurt Angle, WrestleMania 35. Sticking with the Titanic event that was WWE's last one-night WrestleMania, we bloody hope, the 35th show of shows also saw a Hall of Famer go out on his back in a match against a star of tomorrow. Well, sort of. On paper, that would seem like a more than reasonable way to call it a day. But that still didn't mean Kurt Angle didn't harbor a few regrets as the curtain fell down on a glittering in-ring career. After his pitch of a retirement bout against John Cena was met with a response of, "You got it, next year." Angle was lumped with a far less desirable showdown with then-recent sparring partner Baron Corbin. And while it did make sense for the veteran to let the up-and-coming star earn a big win on the grandest stage, the Olympic gold medalist has since admitted, "Honestly, my WrestleMania 35 match, I would have liked to go out with a win, but I understand why it didn't occur." The look of disappointment on the Olympic hero's face in the immediate aftermath of this high-profile final defeat told the entire story. But at least the underwhelmed star was gloriously serenaded out of the building one last time to the sound of "years suck." Number 7, Pac, No Mercy 2017. Upon looking back at the version of the star we saw frequently underutilized as part of WWE, and the one currently proving precisely why he's one of the greatest workers alive today in AEW, it's hard to come to the conclusion that Neville and Pac were brought to life by the same dude. Something that isn't as difficult to understand, however, is precisely why the Geordie specimen decided to wave goodbye to his cruiserweight legacy back in 2017. After the best run of his WWE career had put the CW champ on a significant pedestal, McMahon suddenly decided the new direction for his 205 troop involved one Enzo Amore leading the charge, with the loudmouth annoyance winning the strap from the King of the Cruiserweights at No Mercy. Barely even summoning up the energy to play up the dastardly Amore's low blow that had earned him the belt, it was clear Neville was instantly disheartened by this development on the night. Sure enough, after being asked to do the job to the cocky star again on a later episode of Raw, Neville would no-show before eventually leaving WWE for pastures new in 2018. Number 6, Karrion Kross, Raw 2021. With Karrion Kross coming into his long-awaited main roster debut as the reigning, defending NXT champion, fans were understandably a little miffed to see him take a rapid 1-2-3 from the legendary Jeff Hardy on his first Monday night on the job. As Kross would reveal on Rene Paquette's Oral Sessions podcast, this 90-second defeat was actually a late-in-the-day alteration, with Kross being told about the change-up in the ring. Though the NXT man was more than happy to do the job for a star he idolized, the nature of the last-minute change to his defeat clearly irked him, with Kross revealing, "They came back from a commercial and I'm trying not to laugh. If you go back and watch it, I'm smiling, closed mouth, trying to hold it back." Kross would later go on to note how he instantly became nervous about how his character would be handled from there on out, an instinct that ultimately proved to be an accurate one, as he was routinely fumbled before being let go a few months later.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Number 5, Shawn Michaels, SummerSlam 2005. From a former black and gold sensation to one of the current crop's trusted mentors now, instead of doing a cross and doing his best to bury his annoyance on the night, HBK went into full oversell mode upon hearing that Hulk Hogan wasn't in the mood to return the favor in the wake of their incoming SummerSlam 2005 Battle of the Icons. Though at first it seemed like Michaels' antics were set to completely derail the entire showcase bout, being one of the finest workers to ever grace a squared circle ensured that it wasn't long before fans were completely lapping up the heightened consuming of offense and singing the showstopper's praises despite him being on the losing side in the end. Would the pair's blockbuster summer showdown have gone down in history in quite the same way had Hogan not decided to pull the plug on a rematch? Who knows? But what is certain is that a brassed off HBK certainly made for a joyously over-the-top epic. Number 4, Evilise, Dynamite 2020. On the complete opposite side of the selling scale comes a recent All Elite throwdown between former NWA Women's Champion Thunder Rosa and Shine Wrestling star Evilise. With the two fiery stars colliding on a September 2020 episode of Dynamite, it quickly became apparent that something was a little bit off between the pair, as strikes appeared to land with a touch too much sting, and the NWA title challenger Evilise appeared to laugh off some of the champ's offense, claiming that her lack of cohesion with Rosa came from her feeling disrespected by the NWA strap holder, on top of blaming Rosa for the match coming out the way it did, confessing that she didn't want to do anything. It seemed as though Evilise's disinterested performance in her loss also stemmed from a feeling that AEW weren't understanding what kind of an asset she could be. The AEW Women's Tag Team Cup tournament winner would unsurprisingly part ways with the promotion in April of the following year. Number 3, Edge, Royal Rumble 2006. After finally breaking into the upper echelons of the card with a shocking cashing in of his Money in the Bank briefcase to usurp John Cena as WWE Champion in early January 2006. Edge found himself tapping out to Super Cena at the Royal Rumble just a few weeks later. As the eventual WWE Hall of Famer and two-time Royal Rumble winner would confess in a recent WWE Untold episode, this quick dropping of the belt back to the face that runs the place didn't sit too well with him at the time. As he said, "That made me mad because I felt like I was doing everything I could on my end, and I was very motivated." Watching Edge quickly roll out of frame post-Cena win on the night adds further evidence to this claim of not being in the best of moods following this rapid end to his first WWE title reign. But this need to prove he could hang at the very top eventually paved the way for a Mania Hardcore Classic with Mick Foley that more than announced Edge as a serious main event level star. Number 2, Kofi Kingston, SmackDown 2019. It comes as little surprise to learn that Kofi Kingston wasn't exactly overjoyed at the overall execution of his eventual conquering at the hands of the Beast. Coming on night one of SmackDown's journey into Fox waters, fans were right to be a little worried about the prospect of Brock Lesnar getting his hands on the New Day man. Going from zero to squashed in a soul-crushing 7 seconds, a new WWE champion was quickly crowned and Kingston was soon dusted off and thrown back down the card. And while Kingston largely refused to let his true feelings on the matter be known in the immediate aftermath of the main event squash, aside from a rather devastating backstage interview on the night, the former WWE champion did let his guard down ever so slightly when speaking to DAZN in May. Kingston would admit to wanting to do things differently if he could, saying, "I told a lot of people that if it was up to me, I would have had that match be different in the way that it went down." Well, at least the eventual Cain Velasquez angle was worth the demoralizing defeat. Oh wait. Number 1, CM Punk, Night of Champions 2011. For the longest time, it felt as though the overall mishandling of the voice of the voiceless over the course of his last run in between the ropes had all but guaranteed his permanent retirement from in-ring performing. Thankfully, 2021 proved that not to be the case. But that still doesn't change the fact that CM Punk was left feeling somewhat disenchanted by the business for a spell, with one specific baffling booking decision acting as the first domino en route to his eventual 7-year hiatus. With the then hottest act in the company coming up against Triple H in a makeshift Night of Champions no DQ affair, Punk was shockingly dealt a losing blow. A look of sheer resentment was plastered all over the former WWE champion's face post-defeat, but the true extent of the venom he had simmering in his veins for the game was only revealed in the wake of his WWE departure. Speaking to Colt Cabana in that infamous podcast appearance, Punk would reveal a conversation between himself and Trips regarding the then incoming Mania 30, saying, "All due respect, I do not need to wrestle you. You need to wrestle me. I do not want to wrestle you. I seriously resent you for not putting me over you 3 years ago when you should have. That would have been best for business." And few would argue with the chick magnet's pipe bomb on this occasion.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.